what you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Oh my gosh, here we are. It's another day, another MG show. It is June 7th, 2023. Whoo, it's a fire hose out there, guys. And we got another proof of Q, if you will. You're not going to want to miss it. We had one yesterday in regards to the children having acute, injuries, right? I mean, we'll talk about that again, Shady Groove. Before we get any further, let's welcome my partner in justice, Shady Groove. JD.
Welcome to you, my friend, and welcome to all these wonderful, great patriots out there that are watching this fire hose unfold. It is June 7th, 5.5 months almost into 2023. Pain year, by the way. Thank you all for joining us today, and I think we got a pretty fun show set up. Jeff?
Yeah, we do. I think so. I mean, we got a lot going on. I mean, you know, yesterday's shooter was factually Arabic, but morally white.
That's always good.
Yeah. I mean, what are these people doing? I mean, you know, I'm proud of who I am. I love my country, and I understood that we are a melting pot. This racism-ism is getting out of control, Shady, and it disgusts me. I'm just going to say it.
Well, it's a virtue signal, and they are virtue signaling. If they really cared about racism, then they would actually be doing something to make it better. But instead, they do things that inflame it or make it worse, which means they don't really care. They need a problem so that they can get more control over us.
That's right. And we got a lot of people here on Brighteon.tv. Hello, Brighteon.tv. We love you guys. Thank you very much for joining us. And thank you to the amazing producers over there, or at least, you know, the one we know. Love you, brother. And Shady, I'm going to give you a hint. I just got a really cool new follow on Twitter. I'm Matrix, and this is my world.
I'm going to pretend like I don't know yet.
Yeah, let's see if anybody can guess who just followed the @InTheMatrix account on Twitter. I just gave you the hint. Let's see what happens. Wow. Very cool news, man. So we're going to do that. So what I was talking about was Donald J. Trump addressing the rise of chronic childhood illness. That is a direct Q proof. We have another Q proof today in the committee, the oversight committee. There's going to be another one there today. You know, being attacked over this quote unquote QAnon is actually pretty awesome, Shady Groove, because, we stayed true. We didn't hide it because they kept attacking me of it. I am not a quote unquote QAnon. There is no QAnon. It's a straw man that we made up, or they made up, but we did use that hashtag. In full disclosure, we used it because it was a trending hashtag and it was newsworthy. And Shady and I have been reporting on this Q entity dropping on the boards, you know, as they go along. And we've learned a lot. We've learned to see through all of the control, all of the crap that they're spewing at you today. If it was not for Q, I don't know where we would be today, Shady.
Well, I'm not a QAnon either, just to put that out there. But what we are is we are human beings and citizens, and we are Americans, and we love America. And what we did was we reported on something that was going on during the Trump administration called the Q Dissemination Project. This was the drops that were coming out. We didn't have any bias whatsoever about the drops that were coming out. We just looked at them and researched some of the little leads that were given to us. Q operated in the Socratic method by asking questions and asking if maybe we would provide some of the answers. And as a collective unit or a hive mind, all of us together answered a lot of questions for ourselves and for others. And I'd like to thank the patriots out there, because you guys paying attention is what kept us in this seat. If you guys walked away from this movement, decided it wasn't worthy, we wouldn't be here. So we are here because of each and every one of you.
That's right. Just like Shadow Spectre, who is a Red Castle, just put "nothing can stop what is coming" in a $20 Rumble rant. Thank you, our plain dude. I love Shadow Spectre.
Been here a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been with us for a long time through all the drama too, man. I tell you, you know, and wonder why they attack this show all the time. I don't know, Shady Groove. Maybe because we're just two dudes reading the news, or
it's gotta be.
I am a proud father of a beautiful daughter who's going to school to be a dentist, getting, you know, on the dean's list. I've done a great job raising my child. I've done a great job in my society around me. And you know, I want to, you know, just help change the world, and we can't do it just sitting around watching Netflix.
I thought it was our sex appeal.
It's yours, not mine. I've got the radio.
I do too.
And Shady, our sound is a lot better. Thank you, producer Yeti, for fixing that sound. Oh wow, it's awesome. And without any further ado, Shady Groove, we are not sponsored by Lucifizer. We are sponsored by you. And yes, you guys did guess. Good job. Yeti, roll that beautiful boom footage.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability, they all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
And welcome back to the MG Show, where we love MyPillow. MyPillow.com. Use that code MGSHOW or call 800-873-0478. That's 800-873-0478. Or go to MyPillow.com and use code MGSHOW. Shady, welcome back, brother.
What? You too, my friend. Welcome to all the great Patriots out there. Welcome to another day of winning at the MG Show. Thank you for supporting the sponsors. We very, very much appreciate the support from Mike Lindell. And I'm going to mention real quick Field of Greens. Also, they're not on this week. They'll be back next week. But thank you guys for all the support you've given us there, because they are an actual sponsor of the show, not just an affiliate program. So we really appreciate those guys. And all of you, every single one of you matter. We don't want to forget about that.
So you just gave Field of Greens a plug. So what do you do? What do we do if we go to, what do we do?
We go to fieldofgreens.com and we get healthy with code MGSHOW, getting you to the gym, giving you more energy and giving you a better insight into your personal health and wellness.
Yes. And Yeti, please let Field of Greens know that we did that, and we'll time mark it, because, you know, they have been good to the show, guys. And I'm hoping that it's doing good for you too. Fieldofgreens.com, use code MGSHOW. Well done, Mr. Groove. All right.
Thank
so
you, sir.
We got
well
a lot.
You.
Thank you. We're like, you know, what is it? Like, you know, we're shot out of a cannon, as you say.
Freaking frack.
Shot out of a cannon.
Yeti, I got a laugh out of Yeti. I heard it.
He's been very serious today. All right, so I want to quickly go over this. This is Q Post 1010, April 4th, 2018. Money, power, control. People are simply in the way. Slaves, sheep, pawns. Mass extinction events designed to decrease threat level of population. Gun control, wars, fake. The top's happy. Back end deal. Election rigging. Control. Your voice does not matter. Pharma. Class D. Water, air, chemicals pushed for home use cleaning. Cancer, baby on floor, hands in mouth. The start. Vaccines, not all. Tobacco, opioids, ultimate win. Death plus money. The Fed. Rothschild. Conspiracy, conspiracy, conspiracy. UK, Germany, 5 days. Choice is yours. Revelations. Enough is enough. Q. And the reason why I wanted to go back, because it's just amazing, and I've got another Q proof for you today. But knowing that you just read that, let's listen to this one more time, Shady Groove. Here we go.
In recent decades, there has been an unexplained and alarming growth in the prevalence of chronic illnesses and health problems, especially in children. We've seen a stunning rise in autism, autoimmune disorders, obesity, infertility, serious allergies, and respiratory challenges. It's time to ask, what is going on? Is it the food that they eat, the environment that we live in, the overprescription of certain medications? Is it the toxins and chemicals that are present in our homes? Every year, we spend hundreds of billions of dollars to treat these chronic problems rather than looking at what is causing them in the first place. Too often, our public health establishment is too close to big pharma. They make a lot of money, big pharma, big corporations and other special interests, and does not want to ask the tough questions about what is happening to our children's health. If big pharma defrauds American patients and taxpayers or puts profits above people, they must be investigated and held accountable. When I'm back in the White House, I will establish a special presidential commission of independent minds who are not bought and paid for by Big Pharma, and I will charge them with investigating what is causing the decades-long increase in chronic illnesses. I understand Big Pharma, I believe, better than anybody else. I know where they're coming from. And then I will ask them to publish recommendations for how every American child can have a safe and healthy childhood. This is a conversation that is long overdue, and it's a conversation that American families deserve. American families must have this conversation, and they must have a leader, a president, who can do something about this problem. And I will do that. Thank you.
You know, and this, I think, too, is, you know, Donald J. Trump is probably seeing all of the DeSantis trolls saying that it's his vaccine. We proved that it's not Trump's vaccine. It's actually Obama's vaccine. And he laughed. Shady, he laughed after he said that he tested a clinical testing on billions of people. Wow.
Yeah. a science experiment, if you will, a bunch of guinea pigs out there that just do what they're told, is the way Obama kind of looked down at his nose whenever he said that. That is an amazing clip. We played that yesterday. We're playing it again now because we're trying to show you how significant that is. What he's talking about right there is like all the different things that he's talking about that's harmful to society, do not forget, have been regulated and approved by the USDA and the FDA. Why would these institutions approve something? Is Donald Trump talking about a workaround of those institutions right there? I do believe that he is, because we understand that our environment is poisonous and that these different things that they put in our environment for us to eat and put on our skin are poisonous. And that's a big part of the conversation that the left used to like to have, but now they don't seem to care about since they've gotten their boosters and vaccines.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty crazy, Shady. And I also want to show you another proof. One today, Shady Groove. First, let's talk about the Oversight Committee today. They are introducing legislation to protect our elections. It's called the ACE Act. Check it out.
Americans must have confidence that our nation's elections are free and fair. Unfortunately, in recent years, we have witnessed firsthand how a lack of safeguards delay election results, creating uncertainty. Political operatives are abusing the practice of ballot harvesting in many jurisdictions across the country. Mail-in voting has been dramatically expanded without safeguards, hurting the voters' confidence in our election systems. For example, ballots are showing up at wrong or outdated addresses due to inaccurate voter lists. Ballots are even being sent to voters who have died. The primary characteristics of the American voting system should be transparency and certainty, not confusion and doubt. The American people should be confident in our voting processes and confident that their vote counts. And that includes in our nation's capital. That is why we are introducing the ACE Act. The ACE Act sets forth best practices to ensure a safe, accessible, and secure election system. Our nation's capital, which falls squarely under Congress's jurisdiction, will adopt these best practices and serve as a model for the rest of the country. The system will require valid identification to vote, prohibit ballot harvesting by unrelated third parties, ensure public access to observe the election process, ensure security of mail-in ballots, prohibit non-U.S. citizens from voting in D.C. elections, and implement other common sense reforms like routine maintenance of official voter rolls. This act also respects the federalist approach to our election system enshrined in the Constitution. Instead of federalizing our electoral system, as our Democrat colleagues tried to do last Congress, this act respects the state to administer its elections in the best way for the voters of that specific state. The reforms of the ACE Act will hopefully create a system that other states will look to as a model for a secure election system. Americans need to have faith that their elections are secure, and this legislation works to restore confidence in these systems.
So you heard that, right, Shady? And this is just one of many, but this one kind of puts it all together. It's Q Post 4951 on November 12th, 2020. Shall we play a game? Nothing can stop what is coming. NCSWIC. And it's funny, too. A lot of people say, oh, that's a QAnon slang. No, it's a government agency, CISA.gov, the National Council of Statewide Interoperability Coordinators. This is established by the Homeland Security's DHS. So maybe they're the QAnon people, guys. Nothing can stop what is coming. And it says this, who stepped down today? Force. It was Brian S. Ware. More coming. Why is this relevant? Now, here's the relevant part. How do you show the public the truth? How do you safeguard U.S. elections post POTUS? How do you remove foreign interference and corruption and install U.S. owned voter ID laws and other safeguards? It had to be this way. Sometimes you must walk through the darkness before you see the light. Q.
Wow. And I remember the day of that post. You remember the conversation that we had the day that that post came out, Jeff? The day that that post dropped, the two of us had the conversation that, you know, it looks like Donald Trump's probably not going to bring this home. The realization and understanding that Donald Trump was stepping away started right about the time that that post came out. for understanding for all of us that, hey, we have to walk through the darkness. We have to generate our ability to see on our own before we can expand the Great Awakening into this larger conversation. And 3 years, 2 years of Joe Biden so far, look how many people have moved. Look at how many people have moved away from this one-sided groupthink. You know, it doesn't matter which side. We're all, the people on the right are moving away from the one-sided groupthink, and the people on the left are moving away from it at the same time. And it's really, really amazing, because America gives us, think about this, America gives you the incubator, the environment to accomplish that. No other country would. I'd like to mention that, considering how many people out there on the left decided that they want to hate on their country as opposed to love their country and try to make it better. That's what we're working on here. And the truth is hard to swallow, and people are very comfortable in their mind control, and they have to be shown the truth. They can't be told it. And we've been saying that for years.
Yeah. And, you know, we've got, you know, the Quant family, which is BMW, and they're one of the richest families in Germany, and they're very well hidden. But they wanted to do the voter laws through one of their companies. We need it to be U.S. owned. Patriot owned, like somebody that really wants to keep the real score, somebody that doesn't want to cheat. They cheat in everything. They cheat in sports. They put males in female sports. They cheat in elections. They use mules. They use the Dominion machines. They use all of it, Shady. They cheat. All they do is cheat.
The impeachment was a cheat. Yeah,
the impeachment was cheating.
You know, I mean, like both of those times, that's cheating. January 6th, the way that they treated that was cheating. That was lying to generate a narrative. That is, in effect, cheating. And that is their modus operandi.
And they're cheating again today with the Jack Smith stuff, with the Bragg stuff. It's all going to fall flat on its face because we were right again.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people out there that are trying to insert narratives that Jack Smith isn't what he looks like. Guys, you know, I mean, people spreading rumors that Jack Smith is on Trump's side is a little bit ridiculous.
Well, and they were saying that Ron DeSantis is a white hat, and they're saying that Jack Smith is a white hat, and they're saying that this person's a white hat. Look, let's judge everybody as they go by their actions. Period.
Yes, I agree. I agree, because that's the easiest way to explain something to someone else who you're trying to teach or show or explain. You know, it's really hard to explain to somebody this arbitrary type environment behind and around and over. Like, no, that's what they said. This is what they said. No, Ron DeSantis came out and now he's beating on Trump. He's not looking for a deal. He's not looking for a vice presidency. He's looking to take down the only man that we want to lead us in 2024. That's what he's looking to do.
Ooh, Mike Hess said X22 has been going there lately. I'm a little worried about Dave. Oh.
I didn't know that, but that's not good. I mean, why? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, I mean, you know, it does. And I think that's also a part of, you know, the problem we're in. We're confused about everything and everybody. And you can't post this video because I did, because I screen grabbed it. I'm better than you. What? Look, I have a show every day with Shady Groove. I'm going to post whatever I want for my show on my Twitter timeline.
Uh-oh, that sounds like trouble.
Anyways, because I want to say what I want to say. All right, the FBI, and you know, it's Shady, what?
No, nothing. I was laughing. I thought that was a good comment.
I thought you were going to go further because we could. All right.
I stopped it.
He goes, okay, what's with X22 now? We don't know. We don't know. But just the tack that we take about, you know, watch everything. It's kind of like what Bill Cooper says, Shady. Watch everything, read everything, write, and then figure it out for yourself.
Watch everything, read everything, and learn everything, and don't believe anything unless you can prove it with your own personal research.
Right. And, you know, theories are okay, but when you start ramming theories down people's devolution throat,
Well, yeah, I mean, I've seen this coming from that crowd more than Dave. I didn't know that was coming from Dave, but you know, the whole thing with continuity of government, it's all a farce. It's all fake.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit here and tell you, it's fake. It's not going on. It's not real. It's not part of what we're doing. We're not interested in continuity of the government that we're trying to get rid of.
Yeah. And we don't have anything against anything or anybody. We just saw a comment. Okay, guys. So again, and my quote, Shady Groove, my quote that was in, you know, the movie Out of Shadows, it's at 1 hour and 17 minutes in. And it's called The Truth is Learned, Never Told. It's very simple.
Yep.
All right, Shady. We got this. This is James Comer last night. Check it out. The FBI is playing games.
The House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer joins us now. So you're going to begin this on Thursday, Chairman. Do you expect that this will succeed?
I think so. I think that the FBI is going to have to recognize the fact that we have checks and balances in our system of government. The Oversight Committee is tasked with overseeing the federal government to try to prevent waste, fraud, abuse, and mismanagement in the government. That's what we do. The FBI is operating under the premise that they're immune to oversight. Mm-hmm. So we have proven that we're conducting a very credible investigation of Biden family wrongdoing. We've produced evidence in the form of bank records. We've produced evidence in the form of identifying all these shell companies that the Biden family was using to launder money. Mm-hmm. Now the FBI has in its possession a form that they've had arguably between 3 and 7 years that would identify a similar bribery scheme in another country. So we feel like this is the type of information that we need to have in our possession as we continue our meaningful, productive oversight.
So here's what the FBI says in a statement. It says, quote, "The FBI has continually demonstrated its commitment to accommodate the committee's request, including by producing the document in a reading room at the U.S. Capitol. This common sense safeguard is often employed in response to congressional requests and in court proceedings to protect important concerns, such as the physical safety of sources and the integrity of investigations. The escalation to a contempt vote under these circumstances is unwarranted." And in fact, just to go on here, your colleague, Congresswoman Anna Luna, said that the FBI informant in question on this FD 1023 form could be in danger. She said, "Just left a meeting for House oversight. The FBI is afraid their informant will be killed if unmasked based on the info he has brought forward about the Biden family." So in this case, is it prudent to keep this information to a very small group, or should it be made public? And if it should be kept to a smaller group, what would be the purpose then of the contempt charge?
Well, let's just go back a few weeks. When I requested this form, Democrat leaders and even the White House spokesman Ian Sams tried to imply that there was no whistleblower, there was no form, this was another mm-hmm. conspiracy theory. So they denied the existence of this form right up until the date of the subpoena going into effect. And now they admit that they have the form. I've read the form. The form that they provided me was heavily redacted with specific dates and specific locations mm-hmm. that we need to have in our investigation. Now, the FBI says, well, it's part of an ongoing investigation. This happened 7 years ago. How long are they going to investigate this? I feel like the House Oversight Committee, that we are doing the job the FBI should have done a long time ago. So this document is important. I've already proven that we are able to find these shell companies and these bank accounts that the president's son and brother were using. Now we have evidence of a similar scheme involving the president himself. And we need this evidence just for the FBI to say, well, we're using it in an ongoing investigation. They tried to imply a few weeks ago that it didn't even exist. And the White House has tried to say that the last thing I want to make, the White House tried to imply that it was either Rudy Giuliani or somebody else as the human informant. And the FBI is saying this is a valuable human informant. So the reason we're in this situation is because mm-hmm. the FBI hasn't been truthful and we don't have confidence in the FBI.
Real quick, because we're running short on time here. You say it's an ongoing investigation. Your colleague, the ranking member on the committee, Jamie Raskin, says, oh, no, this is an old investigation. It's over. Here's what he said yesterday.
What I know is that the FBI Department of Justice team under William Barr and Scott Brady in the Western District of Pennsylvania terminated the investigation. They said there were no grounds for further investigative steps, so they ended that.
So we've got sources in the DOJ who say that's not exactly true, that Scott Brady may have not continued with an investigation, but all of this was turned over to David Weiss in Delaware, who's heading up the Hunter Biden investigation. What do you know about this ongoing investigation?
I know Jamie Raskin's walked straight out there and lied to the American people. The FBI said four times in that briefing that he and I sat in that this was part of an ongoing investigation. That was their primary reason for not wanting to release this document.
So you're saying he heard those words?
He heard it four times. Not once, not twice, not three times, four times.
Because he seemed to have not heard it.
Well, that's what he said. He didn't recall. You always have to watch the words from these guys like Jamie Raskin. You know, Jamie Raskin's quite honestly had to feel uncomfortable with some of the allegations in this form. And when this forum eventually becomes public, you'll know what I'm talking about. So very disappointing that Raskin said that. I don't put a lot of stock in anything that Raskin or Adam Schiff says about congressional investigations.
Congressman James Comer, chairman of the Oversight Committee. Good to catch up with you. Thank you for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Wow. They're playing game shady. Bill Barr actually came out and stated just that.
He did. An article actually came out this morning in the Federalist, and he said, quote, "It's not true. It wasn't closed down." Bill Barr tells the Federalist on Tuesday in response to Democrat Jamie Raskin's claim the former attorney general and his handpicked prosecutor had ended the investigation. At the end, wasn't it interesting to watch how hard it was for John Roberts to understand what James Comer was saying there? Really having a hard time absorbing that, weren't you, John? I find that very interesting. Whenever a congressman tells you that he heard it four times, I think that the congressman is telling you that he heard it four times. You have to go back around the horn and try to figure out if that's what he meant. That's what he said. That's what he meant. And it doesn't seem that hard to understand to me. But very interesting how often in media they counter what a Republican is saying with some ridiculous claim that a Democrat is saying somehow is more important than what the Republican is saying.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, some guy that's lying to you on January 6th, we've got more. I mean, they faked the January 6th tapes by putting in noise, guys. They faked it. Jamie Raskin, with his do-rag on, knows this. Knowingly lied to the American people with these productions that they made up on primetime TV, Shady.
Exactly right. In prime made it so that not only did they do that, but each one of those congressmen we have found out since then had a Hollywood producer that was literally writing their script. So if you go back and you watch that stuff for all those different representatives on the left, it was written for them. Everything that they are saying is written for them because they have the video that has the audio added. They weaponized that in America. They showed that to the whole country. A lie that was, you know, what was a silent video, a mime video, yeah, became an action-packed thriller.
That's right. And I'd like to also state this for the record, Shady. I agree with Tucker. In a free country, you have an absolute right to say what you think in public, period. It doesn't matter who's offended by it. Trolls. Got it?
100%. Very clear.
Boom.
Very clear. The only reason they want to censor you is because they don't want you to actually have the conversation that you're talking about. That's why they're censoring you to begin with.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it. Keep going. Shady Groove had a viral tweet. Megan Fox and his three boys, or her, you said her, sorry. This is a cancer of the humankind. There's the boys.
Looks like boys to me, doesn't it, you?
And it's gotten 3 million views, Shady Groove.
Boom!
So if you are on Twitter and haven't seen it yet, go ahead and give that one a bump. Let's get 4 million. Well, let's get 5 million. They thought you would follow the stars.
They did think you would follow the stars. And it's very interesting to see the commentary from our side there. There's not a lot of people that are that are being hateful, but a lot of people are being like, what are you talking about? Like, oh my God, like seeing and understanding what it is we're talking about. They want to make you think that this is about gender dysphoria, right? Like you want to have empathy for people with gender dysphoria. I get that. I'm okay with that. But whenever you're looking at a person who has three children that are quote unquote experiencing gender dysphoria, which happens in 0.00001% of the population, there might be something going on there. That looks like mind control, and this is a mind virus.
That's right. And Shady, continuing into the Oversight Committee breaking news, right? This was posted today at 8:12 a.m. It says former Attorney General Barr confirms the Biden bribery record is not closed. In fact, it was sent to the U.S. Attorney in Delaware for further investigation. The FBI is engaged in a cover-up and the Democrats are lying. Guys.
Democrats are lying?
Yeah, no. The FBI is attempting a cover-up right before our eyes, and the Democrats are doing their bidding by lying. AG Barr handed over the FBI record that alleges a bribery scheme by then-VP Biden to the U.S. Attorney General in Delaware for further investigation. The record is not closed. Repeat. The record is not closed. Wow, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you kind of got to stand back and absorb this stuff a little bit. Like, you know, we what you are going to see between now and next June is going to be a bit overwhelming because the truth is going to come out. They cannot stop the truth from coming out because of you, because they can't convince you to get back on the hamster wheel of globalism. You know, and I bet a lot of the people in this audience here, if I were to talk to you 10 years ago, you wouldn't have been so staunchly opposed to globalism, the way they were painting it in the media, making it seem all fun and we're all just going to get along and get together. They weren't telling you the part about where they're going to inundate your country with 4 to 5 million people. They weren't telling you the part where they were going to insert a pandemic and lock everybody down and force you to get a bioweapon injected into yourself. They kind of left that out.
Yeah. It is. And, you know, so today, the Oversight Committee, where we saw the ACE Act being legislated, they're going to release legislature called the ACE Act for our voting voter integrity. And Jamie Raskin got called out by lying by one of the witnesses at the Oversight Committee.
Shouldn't Congress be doing everything in its power to stop concrete actual foreign interference, like strengthening the ban on foreign national money and promoting disclosure of the true sources of election-related spending?
Almost everything you just stated there was factually incorrect. I would suggest the staffer who wrote that for you should research what happened there.
All they do is lie, Shady Groove.
And I love it whenever somebody stands up and calls them out.
That was awesome. Wow. Oh, man.
That was epic.
Yeah, it was.
He's like, no.
Yeah, I mean, everything that you said is factually incorrect, Shady. I mean, you just got to hand it to him. I mean, love it.
We got to give him credit for, you know, batting 1,000.
Yeah. Yeah. And meanwhile, Shady Groove, because you're, you know, the shooter yesterday was factually Arabic, but morally white. So we should really be upset about being white today. Are you guys upset about being white or black or Asian today? Are you guys sad about being who God put you here as? I mean, Shady, what is going on?
Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny that they're taking all of these things that we understood at one point as, you know, you can't change your race. You can't change your sex. So you might want to make the best of it and deal with it. Like that was kind of the lesson whenever we were 7, 8, 9 years old, sort of learned that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can't hurt me. That's how you learned what free speech means. And people can talk a lot and they can say mean stuff, but they can't harm you. And if they do, you can have remedy against them. That was the format we used to function in. But I'm telling you guys, the children these days, they don't have a lot of a sense of that. They're not getting a lot of sense of that. People aren't teaching normalcy anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. And, you know, we are American. There's no skin color that defines that. Americans are Americans. They're of all races. They're of all genders. They're of all religions. We were taught that we were a melting pot. If people want to get away from their government suppression and come here and make it in America, that's why we're all here, and we're fighting to keep that dream alive, Shady Groove. It's called the American dream. People forgot what it was, Shady.
We want people to be our government, not corrupt institutions to run the government. That's the idea. The idea is people run it, not the CIA or the FBI or the FDA or the CDC. Those are not authorities over you. None of those entities actually in law have authority over you if you understand the law. And they've tricked everybody into being subversive or submissive, constantly submissive, ducking your head, bow your head, put your head down, don't talk, don't say anything. That's how we got in this mess, by sitting here being quiet and acting like, oh, well, it's just, you know, it's just a boy turning into a girl, no big deal. Oh, this celebrity has one. Oh, this celebrity has one. Oh, 25 celebrities have them. Get out of here. There's something more going on.
Yeah, what are the odds? Sonny and Cher. Cher, her daughter, her son, Chaz, was the first that I recall.
Yeah,
but you know, there's probably other people can think of as well. You know, look, it's just the American dream, guys. I want to get this in on Brighteon.tv. You're going to love this one, Brighteon, and Red State Talk Radio, and Rumble.com. Poussant found this last night. It was interesting. PBS filmed the whole entire Biden speech in Colorado, Shady, with the Air Force commencement ceremonies. Where he fell. That's not the worst of it. Look what PBS did. I mean, little truth.
This is crazy.
Some truth. Is this crazy? Check it out.
United States President Joe Biden as our commencement speaker. What a profound honor for our academy and our graduates, Mr. President, to have you here today. We thank you and we welcome you to your
thing. The ballot box is where a person comes in, looks around, goes in, puts, and then I think one person stopped at 28 different sites, 7 or 8 votes each. But they had hundreds of them and thousands of them. If we don't have free and just free, clear, fair elections, and if we don't have strong borders, we don't have a country. I mean, think of those two things. We need elections. They have to be free. And they have to be
nominated chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the United States.
Wow.
President Joe.
That is not edited.
No. In fact, it's at, let's get to the, and Poussant has a tweet about it. I don't have it here because she was supposed to drop it in. But at 16:33 to 17 minutes or 27 seconds is when that came up. And allegedly, let me see if I can go to that area here. So let's go to, what did I say, Shady?
16:33.
Okay.
And then... 27 seconds until 17 minute mark.
Gotcha. So let me go ahead and bring this up and let's go to 16:33.
Yep.
It's trying to come on.
Buffer.
Yeah, well, it's Twitter, and let me just refresh it again. Let me see if I can hit it.
Present Harms.
Okay, so 16. Let me go slower for it so it can catch up easier. See, that's where it stopped.
It's only like loaded at the beginning or something.
Yeah. So it takes
Come
a while.
On,
so
we'll, man. Yeah, we'll,
and now look at there's your president. He's buffering.
He's loading.
Buffering. The resident.
Loading.
The resident, you know.
Uninstalling. Uninstalling.
Installing there, that was fat. but yeah, so Poussant, here she is. She got it here for us. It's not working. It's not gonna. But you go to that. It's there, guys. And that was from a Trump speech in Iowa. Okay, that nobody can find that particular piece though. But it's very interesting. Poussant says it's at the 16:33 minutes in. Trump takes over the PBS broadcast for 27 seconds until the 17-minute mark. 16:33, 3 plus 1 plus 4 for 63 or 93. 27 seconds, 9 times 3 is 27. That's your 93. And then there's a corresponding post, 16:33, and another. You know, if you put your link in, I could go to that. But there it is. No? You could put my link in. She put somebody else's link in. Thank you, Poussin.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, she is. Here it is. Let me get it. And by the way, while we're getting that there, we got queued up. Poussin, PA, GemComs, and the team. Tonight, 7 p.m., Rumble.com. Rumble.com. Here it is. So this is it. 16:33. We just kind of took you through that. Q posts 16:33 and 1700. So this is 16:33. Therapist confirmed. Coincidence. Everything stated has meaning. Find paper articles. But look at that. Everything stated has meaning.
Wow. Just a coincidence.
Yep. And she doesn't have the Q post 1700 in here. She was fighting with, what was she doing, Shady? She was fighting with some of her Wi-Fi issues today. So let's go ahead and go to 1700 right now. Wow. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government. New government. Let me just read that again, Shady Griff. And to institute new government,
not old government like we used to have.
New government.
I got you. Okay, I'm sorry. Now I think I'm on the same page.
Laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. Let's keep the new government. Let's keep it. Let's continuitize it. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariability the same object evinces, oh my gosh, a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Q. Understand.
But devolution. Okay, I said it.
I don't agree with devolution. That's why.
That's exactly why I don't either. That's why I understand that that's not what we are doing. We're not saving a system that we are sitting here complaining about. That would be stupid. We are building a new system based on truth. The system that we are in right now of government is not based on truth. It's based on the guy that's got the biggest pocketbook. The guy that is the billionaire, the guy that is the hedge fund guy, that's who it's based around. That's who it protects. The people that want to attack those who are trying to expose them and promote those that are being criminals. Like, that is the current government that we have. So new government doesn't mean save old government. And wait, America second, is Shane. The only place on earth where you can change that.
Time out. RJ Slider says that's COG. That is devolution. Oh, my God. So you are needed forever. You can leave. Go over there. Move in with them. All right. So, I can say what I want to say on my show, and they can say what they want to say on their show. And that's great. I still haven't received the letter that he was suing me, apparently, because he can't sue me. You understand that, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, if there is a lawsuit to be had, it would be the lawsuit that we would have against Patel Patriot for that nice big bunch of heaping crap of a Substack that he wrote where he lied about everything. But I digress.
Oh, you mean he's attacking us? We're not attacking him?
Yes, that would be the way this was initiated. Correct.
All right, just checking. Trump has a new campaign video out called Wolves.
Here's a question for you. Just how far are the radical left and inside the Beltway bandits willing to go to stop him? We all know they hate him for winning the fight to protect life, for exposing their deep state, for draining their precious swamp. And they already know he'll crush Biden. So like a pack of rabid wolves, they attack. So let's impeach him. Let's get tainted radical left prosecutors to charge him. Let's conspire with Hillary and the FBI with fake stories about him. All to distract from Biden's incompetence, weakness, and money-grabbing corruption. But here's the thing, he'll never blink. That's called having the courage of your convictions. And it's why he's our president.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Boom.